This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Owen Thomas tells me about his experiences with online dating.
I once convinced a woman to be the date to my wife's funeral. I had said, like, my wife was lost at sea 2 years ago. We're going to throw, like, a memorial type of funeral for her. Last summer, I had just, I was just going through a bad breakup, and I was just, like, going on just a whole shitload of really bad dates.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, grudge dates, really, just because.
Were you blogging about this, too, if I remember right?
Oh, no. Well, that's, like, a separate thing.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, because I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I still do that every once in a while. I haven't posted anything new lately, though, but yeah, that's a separate thing that I do. Was I made a fake profile of a tall, dark, handsome man.
Okay.
And then just to see if women were just as shallow as us, and just to see the ridiculous shit that you could get away with under the guise of being like ridiculously good looking, and if you subtly drop in that you have a lot of money.
Right.
Then there's just the whole world opens up to you. Like I've convinced a woman to be the date to my wife's funeral.
What?
Yeah.
How? How?
I said,
you were under this alias of this.
Yeah, yeah. I was under. I was using this avatar.
Okay.
Just for the sake of, like, all right, I just want to save these conversations.
Yeah.
I had said, like, my wife was lost at sea 2 years ago.
And holy shit!
We had given up the search, so we're gonna throw like a memorial type of funeral for her, and I guess she had fallen off of a boat.
That's ridiculous. Like, how? And this woman believed you. And she fell off a boat, so your wife.
Well, okay. No, that's how I was one of the leading researchers in restless leg syndrome, because that's what my wife suffered from, which probably triggered her, or made her fall off the boat. She had an uncontrollable leg spasm, which caused her to lose footing, and then lost her forever. So it's been 2 years have passed, and, you know, I'm ready to get back on the dating scene. And, you know, I want to date to my wife's funeral.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm asking her tips on how to write the eulogy.
Did she give any great tips?
Oh, just generic things like, oh, just share a good memory you have. And
you never actually met this woman, did you?
No. Like, I wish
you did.
And
you
no,
show up.
Like, I would set it up in different states and stuff like that. Just
okay.
To...
Okay. God, that's hilarious. Dude, that's so funny that someone actually fell for that, even, you know? I mean, I guess it doesn't surprise me.
Right. Well, what everybody asks me is, like, what do these women look like? And they have, like, not... They're not all, like, trolls. Some of them are actually pretty attractive.
Right.
But they'll still just...
And they fall for that shit.
They'll still be like, oh, okay, yeah.
I guess it's also probably how you word the shit, too, because...
Right.
I mean, you don't just open with, my wife was lost at sea, right? Like, there's...
No, you gotta, like, subtly
kinda
bring in the crazy.
Yeah.
Because if you just drop it in all at once, then they'll pull back or think that you're full of shit.
It sounds like you're so good at fake internet dating that you'd be great at actually
I actually
dating.
Am really good at actual internet dating, too.
Because I think there's a skill to it.
There really is. I always equate it to, it's like doing a set.
Yeah.
Like, there was a point where I actually had, like, a Word document saved with just the responses.
What?
It's like doing a set. It's like, hey, this worked. This got a good response. So let me keep this chunk of material right here.
Wow.
Just to use, you know,
you
for
really
other occasions.
You really put your work into it. I like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And did you talk to anybody else other than this woman that you convinced to go to your wife's funeral?
Oh, like on my website, I have like 20 different transactions up there. Like some of them I actually read on stage, like I'll bring up like a buddy like Mike Czar or someone to read to be the female counterpart.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, when it works, it kills. But I mean, it's not something I can do on any stage.
Uh-huh.
You know,
it's gotta be the right place, I'm sure.
But yeah, there's one I really like to do where see, my character is always a widower.
Okay, yeah. Because that
it plays into the sympathy part.
That's a great place to start. That's a great place to start.
So my wife had died a year ago, and I'm talking to this woman, and I told her that, well, I felt partially responsible for her demise, because what had happened was a year ago, I took first place in all-you-can-eat crab leg eating contest. And to celebrate my victory, I made love to my wife, not knowing that she had a shellfish allergy.
Oh, my God.
So the crab content in my ejaculate was so high it caused her to go into anaphylactic shock. And she swelled up while we were in mid-coitus.
Mid-coitus.
And I couldn't withdraw from her to get her help.
That's so funny.
So anyway, then she's all super sympathetic about it. That I'm like, so anyways, if you're not busy this weekend, the second annual crab leg eating contest is going on, and I have a title to defend.
That's so funny. You don't have a shellfish allergen, do you?
No.
Yeah. She's like, oh, no. That's no. Let's go to Red Lobster. Yeah. Number one. Damn. That's such a great idea.
Yeah. But, I mean, my current girlfriend is a product of Plenty of Fish.
Uh-huh.
It's really just, as a guy, you just kind of have to spam yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
So, by spam yourself, you mean?
Just copy, paste, send.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So you sound like a robot, kind of.
Well, just have a generic message, and, I mean, it's, and then just send it to any woman you find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
If they respond, then, you know, then pursue them more than just a picture. Because, they're not going to, like, how many times have you written a girl and they don't write you back? Because they're going to look at you first before they even decide to respond. So it's like, why waste the time tailoring every message specifically towards every woman? It's a numbers game.
That really is. Wow. Pretty smart there, Owen.
I'm an evil genius.
But it works.
Only when it comes to getting pussy.
Most men are. So, but
I don't know. It's a
I really like the whole fake profile thing. Can you share one more? One more of your favorites, at least, because I think I just think it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, one of the first ones I wrote was. I had told this woman, okay, like her profile, she was like super hot girl and just looked really shallow. Mm-hmm. Just the things she said in her profile, like her heading was something like must be tall, fit, and blah blah blah, and full head of hair. And so then I'm like,
which isn't Owen?
Yeah, which is the antithesis of Owen. So I'm like, shallow much? He's like, no, I just know what I like. So then I say, well, it's just that, I told her that I had just recently had a parasitic twin removed from me. So,
no.
So you know, I know the pain of feeling rejected.
What'd she say?
She's like, she said, did it have a name? Is what she said.
Did it have a name?
Like, so I had a parasitic twin.
It's like you're talking about putting your cat down.
Removed
or
from me, and his name was Cornelius. So to honor his memory, I had once I had Cornelius, the parasitic twin, removed from me, I had him taken to a taxidermist.
You really told her all of this.
Yes.
And she's just going along with it.
Yeah.
God. Did you ever get to the point of where they actually agreed to go out, or they would have?
Yeah, that's usually where I like to leave it off.
Okay.
It'll be at the end, they'll give me their number, which, you know, I don't break the fourth wall. But it's just like, okay. Well, I like to leave every date with some kind of weird caveat.
Okay.
Like something, I just want something ridiculous that they have to agree to. Like one, I told this woman that I was a degenerate gambler, and because I had I lost a ton of money betting on the Puppy Bowl. Okay. Because I had an inside tip that there was a Cocker Spaniel with a torn ACL. So I lost thousands of dollars in this bet.
The Cocker Spaniel.
So my bookie being the smart aleck that he is, said instead of having to pay him as a penalty, said for the next year I could just wear a banana suit all day, every day.
This is ridiculous. I don't even know how you think of this shit. I love it.
So she's expecting, I told her, like, we can go on a date as long as you're cool with the banana suit and everything.
Okay.
And I'm just making awful banana puns the entire
you're
time.
You're appealing.
Yeah. I find you very appealing.
Appealing all kinds. Yeah.
Maybe we can go out this weekend. I only work on Sundays.
Banana.
And that was also one of the one of my penalties is I was required to make awful banana puns all the time as part of my punishment.
Oh man. So and did she kind of catch on to the just how much bullshit you were making up? Or
it's really hard to tell sometimes. I mean, for the most part, like, they always give you a number.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're still so, like, hoping that, well, I just hope it's this really good-looking guy.
Yeah, they're still, like, stuck
there's
on
the still
back
a
of,
glimmer of hope.
God, that's amazing that you could be this, and you just found a photo on, like, images.
Yeah, it's the internet. It's the internet. Yeah. So it's so vast.
So they're just so hung up on how attractive this guy is that it's like more like how much bullshit are you willing to go through to go out with this person?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's either, I mean, some people either just detest what I'm doing or they love the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Which is exactly where you want to be with anything, you know? It's like when someone looks at something like, man, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's almost worse than I absolutely hated it.
That's awesome. I've never thought about that. I think that's so kind of cool. Like, I don't know why. It's just so fascinating that people actually fall for, like, really? Really? Like, if you ate that much crab, would that even happen? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I didn't, like, do the research behind
it. I know,
it.
That's the thing that it's still so, they fall for it. That's just what, that's what fascinates me. Is that just because you're attractive, you can make up this completely ridiculous story.
Right.
And they'll still
Well, I mean, guys are just as shallow, too. I mean,
oh, like, I'm not saying that guys are.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, how much bullshit will we put up with?
Oh, that's very true.
You know, if we see a girl with a pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, oh, you know, like an annoying hot girl is cute and quirky, but, yeah, you know, if she's, you know, add 30 pounds to her, it's like, yeah, that bitch is annoying.
Yeah. She's more annoying if she's less attractive. It's very true.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just to prove that, you know, we're all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
When it comes
humans
to
are just
shit.
Assholes.
Yeah, we are.
That's pretty
we
much
are
it.
Shallow assholes.
That's all we are. All of us are. Women and men.
I mean, I've done well just as is on online dating, you know?
Just you as Owen.
Yeah. I mean, you just kind of, it's a numbers game. I mean, sure, I've had some complete disasters of dates, but.
How many women would you say you've actually gone out with until you, the girl you're with now?
Oh, man. Like, how many?
Like, where you actually, like, went out with, like, you know, so you would, I'm sure you would probably chat with a lot more online.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, they kind of whittle down. I mean, like, you'll talk to some, then you'll get to the point of texting, and then, you know, then that gets whittled down to the ones that you actually wind up meeting in person.
Okay.
I don't know. I probably had between 20 and 30 dates off of, like, plenty of fish.
Right. 20 or 30 dates. In a short time period?
I don't know. Probably, like, I don't know, few years, but there's a few months for, you know, relationships in there,
yeah,
between two,
little,
so
any crazies?
Well, like last summer, I don't know, like there was crazies, but just awful people.
Okay.
Just, like I wound up, this, it was a first date, and I had kind of knew this girl from before, or like years ago, and she's just being a complete condescending bitch the whole time, and, you know, I'm hammered, but, you know, I...
She was attractive, so you're putting up with
still,
it.
Yeah, I'm still trying to fuck her.
Yeah.
just completely just being like, what I can't stand is, you ever have a woman like be, just bash what you're doing comedically? Just, you know, like, oh, you're an idiot for following your dream. And, you know, so do you have a house or an apartment? Do you have a roommate?
Yeah, just cutting your life
apart. Could you really
apart?
Support a wife and kids off this? So, I don't know, like, when I realized, like, okay, I'm not even going to fuck this girl, she leaves the room for a second, and I pissed in her closet.
What?
You know, like, I was too drunk to, like, put into words how angry I was, just...
You know what, I'm gonna
like,
I'm
you,
gonna
madam, have offended my delicate sensibilities.
I'll show you how much of a grown man I am. I'm going to piss in your closet.
And the worst part is, I leave, she sends me an angry text, then I have to come back because I left my glasses there.
Please tell me you went back.
Oh, I did.
And then what? How awkward was that? Because did she find out?
I don't think the smell had really had time
hadn't
to...
dried enough yet. It was still fresh.
It was still pretty damp.
And she just handed you your glasses. And
like,
I guess yeah, she can't be that pissed if she didn't know about you pissing in her closet.
Well, she was more pissed because I had just abruptly left.
Oh yeah,
you know,
that probably upset her too.
Yeah,
but you would think that she'd be like, "Good, leave." If she hated everything you did that much,
That's the thing. Like how she was, being completely condescending. And yet still, like, offering me to stay and shit and sleep in her bed. So...
Just cuddle with me.
Right.
You can't support me, but cuddle.
I know, right?
Cuddle with me, yeah.
Yep.
That's so great. First date?
Yep, first date. Yep. As you can say, I did not get a second date.
Second date. You know?
I don't know how I went up myself. Do I shit in her bathtub?
You know what? You want to go out again? This way I can shit in your kitchen. Hey, I hope you don't like these shoes. I'm gonna shit in them.
I don't even... It was too dark in there. I couldn't even see what it was landing on. It was just like a back and forth.
Just
right to left.
Look, she didn't even catch you. How awkward would that have been? Just standing there staring at it. Your bathroom has carpeting? That's weird.
This bathroom's tiny.
That's right. You have a bathroom in your bedroom. This is a nice place. That's... Damn, dude.
I know. It's not my finest hour.
No, but it's funny. I don't...
It's,
you know what I mean?
Like,
we all have our dark moments. Right. I just think that's hilarious. I'm not judging, by the way. I'm not judging.
In order for anybody to like make such a strong executive decision, it's like you got to be drunk. Being drunk and angry, you will make the most brash decisions of your life.
That is very true. I just think it's great that you had enough balls to do that. Because I don't think I probably would have been like, you know what, you're right. I'm going to go really reevaluate my life. I'm going to quit comedy for this. It's... But no, you're like, I'm gonna show you how much of a man I am.
Well, I don't know.
Piss in your closet.
I don't know. That's just it's like, okay, if a girl's not gonna fuck you, then what leverage does she really have over you anymore? And you've accepted the fact. So it's like, if you're gonna be a bitch, okay, if you're not gonna fuck me, that's one thing. But if you're gonna be a bitch, then too, then it's like, what is stopping me?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can be a bitch, but you're gonna be a bitch with urine in your clothing.
So yeah, that was probably one of the worst things I've ever done.
So ladies, if you find yourself talking to a guy online that claims to have lost his wife 2 years ago at sea, it's probably Owen Thomas. So make sure you go to goodgoingowen.com and find out where he'll be performing at next. And you can always find me on Twitter at OneCrazyStory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.